Blog Talk Radio.
No made up nigga, I'm straight up nigga. Still in the projects where I came up nigga. On the scaffold doing 10 sets of 10, getting my weight up nigga. I'm no shooter, but my shooters, I have your brain exposed. But I'll shoot 5 in a second, homie, and break your nose. Talk the past, I'm dead ass. I was living life fast with my pistol in the grass. Digging in my ass, trying to finish up the last so I can sit it in the stash. Old E sweat dripping from the bag. Milk crate, sitting on the ad while I'm looking left and right for them niggas with the bag. My mom's dishes really had crack on them. 12-12s and I kept them shits packed for them. Yeah, they came back for them. I could paint it so vivid because I really lived it. If rap fail, I stack.
I can paint it so vivid because I really lived it. What up, folks? It's your man, Beach Bun Gun. Live on the off-ramp at 11 p.m. July 30th. Good old Tuesday. Man, I tell you what, my day's been so messed up. I thought today was Wednesday, man. I got a beautiful boy staring at me. Got Wild Out on one TV. News on another TV. Halfway falling asleep. Got the in-laws rolling out tomorrow. They've been here for a little while. It's been a lot going on. But your boy trying to make it. We're going to try to get through this show as much as possible. We're going to get on all these topics as much as possible. I'm going to try to keep my son out your ear. His screaming and yelling as much as possible. I'm trying to keep him up to like midnight. So that he can sleep to at least, I'm trying to get him to sleep to at least like 3, yo. And that's bad. Then you try and keep your kid up at midnight so he can sleep till 3. Like, this can't be life, yo. Even though I will say it's not as bad as people make out. Like, yeah, you lose sleep. Yeah, you're tired. But you're never really exhausted. You're never really, like I know I'm more tired than I would be if I just slept through the night. But you could function. You know what I'm saying? When people give you them horror stories about, oh, you be, maybe I just got a good kid. Well, when people give them horror stories like, oh, I ain't getting no sleep, I'm a walking zombie and all that stuff, it ain't that bad. Shit, having a baby didn't seem that bad. All that crying and cussing, they said how women be cursing your name and all that stuff. My wife ain't say a word. She just kept breathing. She let me know when she wanted me to rub her leg. She let me know when she didn't want to rub her leg. It was that easy. And she knocked it out in a couple hours. So, I mean, it's never as bad. It's never as great as they tell you. You know, it is what it is. It's having a baby. Excuse me. So we're going to keep this show nice and light, probably nice and short tonight, because even though it's not as bad, I do need some sleep. I think once my baby nods off, I'm a nod off. But, man, what a sad story about that daughter dying. I mean, that girl dying, and that 13 years old, man. Was on a camping trip, bit into a Rice Krispie treat. She had a peanut allergy. She died within an hour. Yeah. Oh, so scary. I mean, it's just the fact that it's just, you know, I call allergies, you know, nose stuffed up, can't do nothing. That's allergies to me. But the fact that, you know, a child can bite into a Rice Krispie treat, and die like that, man. It's just scary. Whether you have kids or whether you not have kids, or whether you yourself suffer with these allergies, man. It's crazy. We got a call on the line from 856. What's going on? You on the off ramp?
Yo, what's going on?
Not much, man. How you holding up, son?
Good, brother. How you?
No complaints, man. Trying to keep your nephew from doing all this hollering all in the mic, yo.
Man, let him shout, man. It's all good.
I'm trying to keep him up till midnight, yo, so hopefully he can sleep till 3, yo.
I hear that.
My life right now.
How? What'd you say?
I said that's my life right now, yo. I'm trying to monitor his 3-hour naps, yo.
Yeah, so you can get your little nap in. That's how it be, yo.
I still
definitely
think
you got that good napping, yo.
Yeah, buddy.
I remember them days, yo.
Yeah, I was just telling the people in the offering, it's not as bad as people make it up to be. Like, you're definitely more tired than you would be if you got a full night's rest. But you're not exhausted. You're not exhausted because babies do sleep for a couple hours. So it's like you're just constantly taking naps. That's what it feels like.
Right. That's all it is. I mean, but... shit. Yeah, you usually, but like, when we first had my oldest, man, it was just like, yo, I wish he just sleep, yo. I wish he just sleep, yo. And then the first time he slept through the night, me and my wife was so tired that we forgot to wake up and then realized he slept through the night. We both looked at each other like, what's wrong? Like, I don't know. Ran in the room. He was knocked out sleep. I said, oh, well, we're going to leave his ass right there. Let him sleep. Going to let his ass sleep. Ain't going to wake him up or nothing. It's like, what time was his last bottle? Like, it was like 9. 9 o'clock? Yep. Oh, shit. Got a new time now. 9 o'clock last bottle. Because we used to do the last bottle like dumb early. And I was like, all right. 9 o'clock last bottle, and he'd be out for the rest of the night, yo. I was like, yes.
Yeah, that's hilarious, yo.
Uh-huh. And then, like we talked about before, the monitor, man, that little beep, 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 that monitor noise, yo. Joint's like, it's even soothing for me, man, when I hear that beep noise, yo. I don't know if y'all start using that yet, but.
Nah, he sleeps in the crib in our room for right now since Cheryl's breastfeeding.
Okay.
To get all the way downstairs to breastfeed every 2-3 hours is just shit. End up falling down them steps, yo.
Right.
Yeah, I tell you, I was so tired because like we do bottle and breastfeed, right? So it was like 4 o'clock in the morning the other night, and Cheryl was too tired to breastfeed him. She's like, "Can you just give him a bottle of formula?" I was a guy. Yeah, I was so tired, like I changed him and fed him and laid back down, and like 20 minutes later, I woke up and I grabbed her. I was like, where'd I put the baby? I don't know where I put the baby. Yeah, I thought I fell asleep with him on the bed and just let him fall off the bed or something, you know?
Oh, man. Yo, man, it be like that sometimes, yo. It's going to be times where you burping them, yo, and you fall asleep, yo. Why you burping them, yo? That happened to me many a time. Tara came, kicked my foot. Wake up. I said, oh, you tired, ain't you? Nah, I ain't tired. I'm good. Oh, man. Yeah, buddy.
Yeah, it's the good old days, man.
Mm-hmm.
We got a lot of stuff that we could get to tonight. Is there anything in particular you want to talk about?
Nah, man. No, you know what? Did you see DJ Khaled dumb behind proposing to Nicki Minaj on MTV, yo?
Yo, was that true or was that like
yo,
fake
proposal? He was dead serious. Like after it happened, yo, like he did interviews like all these different radio stations, and he was dead serious. Like he was like, yo, I really like her. He said he thinks she's a beautiful woman. He think he can really take care of her. And he was saying all types of crazy. Like, he really wants her and all this other nonsense. I was like, yo, he's dead serious. I thought it was a joke. But then when I saw, like, when I read, when I listened to the other interviews he did with, like, other radio people, yo, he was dead serious, yo.
Yeah, that's when being fat goes wrong, yo. Like, when you're fat, you never have dated a pretty girl because you've been so insecure about your fatness. Like, DJ Khaled, he probably has a bunch of money. You know what I mean? He's probably messing with a lot of pretty girls after he got money. But he never, before he got money, he never probably really learned how to spit the girls and how to bag pretty girls. Like me, like, first of all, doesn't she have a boyfriend? Isn't she engaged to, like, her boyfriend who follows her around?
That's what I was saying. I said, yo, that dude that follows her around, I swear, because they were saying that they got into a fight, like, a year ago in the hotel, and, like, he beat her with some luggage or something.
Yeah, I did hear about that, yo.
Yo, but he's always with her, yo. Something got to be going on, yo, because he's always there. I mean, yeah, you got your role managers and all that stuff, but this dude goes everywhere she goes, yo. Everywhere, yo. I thought that was her dude, but it might be on the low, so, which is probably why she turned him down, told him no, she won't marry him.
And that's my problem, yo. Like, if you got game, like, you don't even have to be, like, a pimp. But if you know how to talk to women, like, if you're strong in your own self, you're not asking a woman to marry you unless you know she's going to say yeah.
Right.
Like, I feel like I got good no game. I can ask probably about 6 different women to this day will they marry me today. And even though I haven't talked to or dealt with any of them in probably 10 years, they all still say yeah. how you ask a woman to marry you?
Yeah, it's all about being comfortable in your own skin, yo.
He must not know how to talk to pretty girls. You don't ask no girl to marry you over MTV with a $500,000 ring, and you don't know if she's going to say yeah or not.
Yeah,
like,
That was just dumb, yo. Yo, and then she was probably more embarrassed herself because he did it on national TV instead of coming to her on some old, you know, some old real man stuff and just, you know, spit the game to her face to face. Talking about, you may be traveling, I can't get into what type of stuff. Y'all on the same label. What you mean you can't get in touch with her?
That's just dumb.
Yo, man, you should be like, yo, this dude Biggie, yo, he was comfortable in his own skin. He knew he was fat. He knew he was black. He knew he was ugly. And he ain't let that stop him, yo. He still was spitting game, yo. And still was pulling him, yo.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you think Biggie, like, Biggie married Faith, and Lil' Kim still calls herself Mrs. Frank White.
Uh-huh.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, that's a dude who has his game under control. Now, I don't condone cheating whatsoever, because I'm a happily married, faithful husband. But then again, like, I know how to talk to my wife. Like, you know what I mean? Like, there is no unknowns in my household. My wife knows what I mean and what I say.
Right.
And when I asked her to marry me, I was wasted, but that's only because she took a nap. So she knew what I was going to be doing. She knew I was going to be playing Madden, drinking my Jack. And even though I was intoxicated when I asked her, it wouldn't matter if I asked her sober or intoxicated on the Eiffel Tower or in a sewer in New York City. She knew me, I knew her, and I knew 2-3 years before I even asked her that if I asked her, she'd say yeah. That's knowing your game, you know.
Right. That's all it is, man. It's just like, man, I always got the same, though, man. Even though there's some muggly people out there. I say muggly. There's some muggly people out there, but, man, there's somebody on this earth for everybody. Somebody can find somebody, man. You may not find the one that you want, but you find somebody. There's going to be somebody out there that like you, man, so it don't even matter, yo. Just be comfortable.
Anybody can talk to anybody. It's all about, I wouldn't even say it's confidence. It's exactly what you say. Know who you are. Know your good qualities. Know your bad qualities. I mean, I'm fat. I'm not going to walk up to a girl at a pool party with a mankini on talking about, let's go for a dip. I got a great sense of humor and I can talk. I'm going to catch her in a quiet place where all I can do is just let her talk. That's honestly, That's been my key to every single woman I've ever dated, y'all. Every single pretty girl I've ever dated, even my wife. What I do is I just ask them questions that allow them to talk for hours and hours, and I just sit there.
Mm-hmm.
I just listen, keep asking them questions. And after
right.
a while, like, I got to get out of here. They're like, man, that was the best conversation I've ever had. He's such a great listener. And they want to talk some more. Why? Because that's all women want to do is talk.
Yeah. Well, that shit wouldn't work in my department. I'm like, yo, you talk too damn much. I got this. And I've done it before, yo. I've definitely done it before, yo. I've told a girl a couple times, yo, you talk too damn much, man. Stop talking. She was getting on my damn nerves. You got to stop. I'ma tell your mom you ignorant, man. Well, you got a story for every goddamn thing. I say I jumped off the building. Well, let me tell you how about this story. When I saw this dude, I said, God, dude, you got a story for every reply. Everything I say, you got a story for. Yo, I played ball with Jordan. Let me tell you how I met Jordan at the mall. He was walking down. He had the ball here. I said, yo, stop talking. You talk too damn much. Just shut up.
Yo, I call that getting billboard, yo. I hate when people do that. I call that getting billboard. I hate when people do that. Like, it's one thing, like, I always say, like, if you tell a story and somebody has a story that's comparable to it, you know
right.
where it's authentic and
right.
it's a good story, or when they're just trying to chart top you. That's why I call them getting billboard, Joe. It's like somebody's always trying to jump the charts on you. You know what I'm saying? You tell a story,
yeah.
somebody wants to get the higher charts. I hate us the most annoying thing. Half the time, I'm like, man, that story don't even make no sense, yo.
Exactly, yo. Oh, man, yo, I can't stand it. Yo, that's when I was like, yo, just stop talking, yo. And that's what anybody, I'm like, yo, just stop talking because you ain't making no sense right now, yo. You got a story for everything, yo. How is that possible? How is that possible you've been all over the world, yo? You know everything.
That's crazy.
Oh, man. But that's all I had, man. I just wanted to see that dumb dude, man, trying to propose on MTV, man. I'm surprised Charlamagne ain't give him Donkey of the Day for that, yo.
Yeah, his father has to be disappointed in him, yo. I'd be disappointed in my son. I'm like, look, man, you've made yourself so successful off of music. And this is what, and that's how you propose to a woman, you know? Obviously, I didn't raise you right.
Oh, man. That's crazy, yo. But that's all I had, yo.
Yeah, man. I wanted to talk about this little girl that died from her peanut allergy, yo. But that, we only got like 5 minutes left. I got a crying baby.
Oh, there you go. There you go. Yo,
yeah.
Man, you be being stingy with the pictures, too, man. You don't send no pictures or nothing, man. What's going on, bro?
Yo, you know why, yo? Because I don't want to be that dude who's always sending people a picture of their baby, yo. And then people like, I don't care about your ugly kid, yo. Like, that's your kid, yeah.
Yo, ain't nobody going to do that, yo. You don't want to oversaturate the airwaves with pictures, huh?
Yeah, you know, people talk about their kids all the time. Like, you know, how you doing? And I'm like, good. How the kids doing? Good. My kid is this. He's got all these A's. He's had his first. He wiped himself for the first time. Shut the fuck up.
Yo, I'm telling you now, yo. I'm telling you, you lucky you ain't got Facebook, bro. Because I can tell you now, right? I hate the updates workflow on my way to work. Oh, I'm like, why you got to tell everybody you on your way to work? So what? Or the one I hate turned up. I can't stand that fucking word turned up. I'm turned up. What the hell is that? What is turned up? Please somebody tell me what it is. I can't stand it. God, it's annoying, yo.
Yeah, it cracks me up so much. Yeah, I love using that term. Turn up.
Yo, it's annoying, yo. And then people like 40, yo, I'm turned up. Nigga, you 50. When you turned up, you don't even know what it means. Oh man, yo, I'm telling you, Facebook is a trip, yo, man. And everybody is turned up. I'm workflow, I'm gym flow, I'm sitting down flow, dinner flow. Then they be posting pictures of their meals. I cooked this today, gravy rice and chicken beans. I'm like, what the hell is that? yo, it's crazy, yo.
Man, yeah, that's bad. Yeah, that's why I can't do the Facebook, yo. It's just too much, yo. It's too much. Like, I enjoy a conversation. Like, we having the email discussion today, yo. I like having lengthy, detailed discussions when we're talking. I don't want my phone to beep and you, like, taking a shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, if I want to talk to you, I'll ask a question. If I'm not trying to get in contact with you, I don't need my phone to beep to let me know that you just ordered a pepperoni pizza and you feel guilty, so you're going to do 20 push-ups every time you eat a pizza. Like, it's just dumb. And that's what Facebook is, yo. You know what I'm saying?
Yo, man, it'd be crazy, yo. Yo, man, somebody posted a picture, yo, of like a 4-year-old boy, yo, with skinny jeans on, yo. I was the fallout, yo. I was like, oh my gosh, yo. And my wife, she hates when I talk about skinny jeans. She's like, you could be offending people. I don't care. That's your opinion. I don't like skinny jeans. They're disgusting. I don't care who wears them. I don't care. They could be family members. I won't talk about them. If you walk around me, my family member, I'm going to talk about you with your skinny jeans. If you're one of my friends who wear skinny jeans, I'm going to talk about you.
Yo, have you ever heard the Royce da 5'9", I Hate Your Pants song?
No, heck no.
You've never heard that song?
No, yo. Is it on Bad vs. Evil or is it on like a mixtape?
Nah, it's on Bar Exam 3.
I got to look it up, yo, because that's got to be hilarious.
Yeah, it's all about skinny jeans, yo. I want to give you some of the lines on it, but I don't even want to. But it's the exact way I feel about skinny jeans. Like you know what I mean? Like, I try to stop using the term fag since it's so offensive to gay people, yo. Every time I see somebody skinny jeans, I'm like, man, you fag. And I'm like, oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Yo, but you just said how you feel, yo.
No, yo, but like, and I be looking at gay people, like, man, you fag, and I don't even mean it because they're gay. It's just they're wearing skinny jeans. It's like, I don't know, like I don't see nothing wrong. Like, I think the whole gay thing is, you know, if you're gay, that's your business. But sometimes it's like, you're trying to be too gay. Like, you're trying to make gay. Like, you know, the stereotypical gay people who wear all the tight clothing and flamboyant stuff and be painting nails and all stuff. Like, that's not being gay. You're just trying to be extra. Like, if you're attracted to a man, that's between you, that man, and God, if it's considered a sin. Just like all of our sins between us and God. We got no beef with that. That's between you and God.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, if you're walking around with nail polish on, you know what I mean? Like,
right.
If somebody cracks a joke on you, you can't say that they're homophobic, yo. Like, you're bringing attention to yourself, yo.
yo, it's bad, yo. This skinny jean thing is bad, yo. And every time I see somebody, well, I talk about it, yo. My wife gets mad at me. You don't know these people. They got to say, listen, I don't care, because it's disgusting, man. Because now... Before, when I go to the store and buy jeans, I know where to go and get my jeans. Now I have to really sift through the jeans to make sure I'm not picking up the wrong pair of jeans. That's how bad it is, dude. That's how bad it is. Like, I got to really look at the tags now and make sure I'm not picking up jeans that say skinny, yo. That's how bad it is, yo. Before I can go, before it was just loose fit, straight leg, boot cut. That was it. Now it's skinny. And then look at it, they got low-rise jeans for men. So it's skinny, low-rise, loose fit, boot cut, straight leg. So now I got to sit through all that now.
Hold on. Low-rise? What do they got, jeans that already come sagging?
Yo, no, they low-rise, meaning that they fall below your waistline, yo. Like how the girls wear low-rise when they crack out, they got low-rise for dudes now, yo. That's how bad it is, man. I'm dead serious. I'm dead serious. Yeah, I'm dead serious, yo. We was at, where was we at? We was at Target, right? And Target sell Levi's. So I was at the reduce rack. That's what I do. And I was like, ooh, it's my size. Snatch them up, snatch them up. I wasn't looking at the tags. I get into the thing, into the dressing room about to try them on. I said, this shit say skinny low rise. I said, Tara, take these shits back. She said, why? What's wrong? I said, yo, these are skinny jeans and they low rise.
Yeah, did you try them on, yo?
Hell no. Yo, dude, I probably wouldn't have given them past my legs, yo. I probably wouldn't even got them past my legs. Hell no, I ain't tried them damn things on, man. See, yo, take these damn pants back.
Can I ask you a question?
Can you imagine my fat behind in some damn skinny jeans, yo? That should be disgusting, yo.
Yo, can you answer me honestly, yo?
Yeah.
Yo, did you try them on, yo, but you just won't see nothing? Like, before you
Hell
knew they
no,
were skinny
jeans? Hell no, I ain't trying to try them on, because I read the tag before I pick them up, yo. Heck no. Cause this is when I first started, when I first lost all that weight, yo, and I had to get new jeans. So that's when I was looking, because I took in a 36, a 34, and a 38. So I took in all those sizes in there, because I was in 42s, 44s. So I took in those, and I was like, yo, this is a skinny low rise. What am I wearing this shit? Did we get the damn jeans out of here?
Yeah.
Yo, I'm telling you, man, you really gotta look now, brother.
Man,
well,
I'm fat.
There's no such thing
as skinny low rise for my size.
Yo, I saw some dude with some skinny army fatigues on, yo. He probably was bigger than you, yo. And he had the nerve to have him sagging, and he had a little t-shirt on with his man boobs swinging everywhere. I said, yo. I tried to take a picture of him and send it to him, like, yo, look at this disgusting motherfucker, yo. But he was walking too fast.
That's hilarious, yo. I need to ask your wife if you tried some skinny low-rise jeans on. Yo, that's hilarious, yo. I couldn't imagine.
No.
I can't believe that skinny low-rise jeans from men.
Yo, I'm dead serious, yo. Hell, she know I want to try them shits on. She be trying to. Why don't you try? Hell no, I'm not putting that shit on. You don't never want to try nothing different. You got damn right. I like what I like, and I do what I do. I'm not wearing those small, skinny pants. I probably can't even get them past my thighs, man.
Yeah,
I can't get straight legs past my thighs, yo, without having to get a bigger size, yo.
She told you to try them on?
Huh? She always trying
she
to get me to try on at them the Afrocentric skinny pants looking things, man. I'm not wearing that crap.
Yo, man, your anniversary is coming up, yo. You should take it to the Feather Inn with the heart shaped tubs and put on some skinny jeans and do a strip dance for you.
Hell no, man. And I ain't going to no Feather Nest, man. I don't know how clean that thing is, yo. It's skeeting all over the place in them joints. Getting the hot tub and see floaties floating around them. I'm like, oh, that's disgusting, yo.
That's why you gotta bring some bleach, yo. You bring some bleach spray.
Yeah, you gotta get your hotel kit ready, man, with the chloral, your Lysol, your bed bug spray, and all that crap, man. Spray it down. Put your own sheets up there, yo. But I do want to try that spot up in the Poconos, yo. They got a tub, that's a big tall tub that's shaped like a champagne glass, yo. That joint look crazy, yo.
Yo, send me the link to that spot, yo. We can do a couples trip up there, yo.
Yeah, I will, yo, because I ain't never been to the Poconos, and plus, I do want to ski, too. I want to try it, yo. So, that shit look fun, yo. I saw this dude on extreme weight loss, yo. He lost all his weight, and he was skinny, yo. I said, yo, that shit look fun, yo. I think I can try it, yo, but on the small, yo.
I saw that same one. Bad as hell, yo.
His fiance?
Yeah.
Well, their parents ain't willing to marry.
Huh?
I said, yeah, but them shows, man, is like motivation. I'm like, damn, man, he can lose all that damn weight in a year. I'm struggling with a couple pounds, man.
Yeah, you see that SG Row tonight?
Nah, I missed it, yo. I missed that one, yo, because I was putting the kids down. I was putting the kids to sleep, yo.
Yeah, all right. Well, we putting the show to sleep, yo. That's it. I'll hit you tomorrow.
All right, bro. Peace.
Damn, I ain't got no time for no hours.